Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the upper galleries, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the fourth chapter of Proverbs, we hear, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Gracious God, you have brought us here safely to do the business we have been called to do in this special session. We pray that you will be with us during this time, that we work for the common good, providing ways for justice and law enforcement to be enhanced and to be and do the best work we can provide for the people of Missouri. So we seek your Holy Spirit to guide our thoughts and decisions so the best efforts of this body will be provided and your blessings will be on them. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, you'll be here tomorrow?
I'll be here tomorrow.
Thank you, buddy.
Are things going well with the campaign?
Madam Secretary, please call the roll. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please inquire from the Secretary if there is a communication from the Governor?
There is a communication from the Governor. Madam Secretary, please read that communication.
Mr. President.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do believe that the communication has been distributed, and therefore I ask that the reading be waived and that it be printed in the journal.
Hearing no objection, the communication from the governor will be waived and it shall be printed in the journal. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsgetter, Brown, Burleson, Sirpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Libela, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Quorum has been established. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions, and I'd ask that you recognize me for a resolution.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution. I'm sending it forward, and I ask that it be read.
Please send your resolution forward. Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 1, be it resolved by the Senate of the 100th General Assembly, Second Regular Session, that the Secretary of Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate is duly convened in the first extra session of the Second Regular Session and is ready for consideration of its business. Respectfully submitted, Adrian D. Krause, Secretary of the Senate.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the resolution be adopted. This is the duly convening resolution for our special session.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County for the adoption of the resolution. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the resolution be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the resolution. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have another resolution. I accidentally sent it forward already, and I would ask it to be read.
The resolution has been sent forward. Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 2. Be it resolved by the Senate of the 100th General Assembly that the rules of the Senate, as adopted by the 100th General Assembly, second regular session, be declared the rules of the first extra session of the second regular session.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the resolution adopting the rules for the special session, and I would ask that it be adopted.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on the adoption of this resolution? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the resolution be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the resolution. Senator from Boone.
Would you once again inquire over the Secretary if there are messages from the Governor? If so, will you please have them printed in the journal as well?
There are messages from the Governor. They will be printed in the journal. Senator from Boone.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of introduction to special guests.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be introduction of guests. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. Directly in front of you, behind me in the rear gallery, is my son Joseph Onder, who is class of 2021 of Chaminade, and he is with us here today. I'd ask you all to make him feel welcome.
Let's welcome this Chaminade Red Devil to the Senate chambers today. Further introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Butler County appeared first on his feet.
Mr. President, I have four bills.
Please send your four bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 1, introduced by Senator Libela, an act relating to public safety.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would. First of all, this bill aligned with the governor's call for special session and includes the following: removal of residency requirements for police officers and other public safety personnel in the city of St. Louis. Also, juvenile certification for the offenses of unlawful use of a weapon in armed criminal action. Creates a pretrial witness protection fund and witness statement admissibility. It also includes endangering the welfare of a child for any weapon offense. And also unlawful transfer of weapons. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 2, introduced by Senator Libela, an act relating to residency requirements of public safety employees.
Senator from Butler, would you care to explain this bill? Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the third bill. If we could get a little order so we can hear the secretary read the bills. Madam Secretary, please proceed.
Senate Bill number 3, introduced by Senator Libela, an act relating to weapons of offenses.
Senator from Butler, any explanation on this bill?
No explanation necessary, Mr. President. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 4, introduced by Senator Libela, an act relating to witnesses.
Senator from Butler, any explanation on this bill?
No explanation necessary, Mr. President. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator. The order of business is introduction of bills. The senator from the 15th seemed to be the first audible senator I could hear in the mask environment. Senator from the 15th District.
I have one bill. No explanation needed.
Please send your bill forward. Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 5, introduced by Senator Koenig, an act relating to criminal procedure.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have 6 bills.
Please send the legislative package forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanation required on any of those.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first of 6.
Senate Bill number 6, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to policy residency requirements.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 7, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to law enforcement officer disciplinary actions.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Joint Resolution number 1, a joint resolution relating to abortion.
Madam Secretary, please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 8, an act relating to abortion.
Madam Secretary, please read the fifth bill.
Senate Bill number 9, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to unlawful traffic interference.
Madam Secretary, please read the sixth bill.
Senate Bill number 10, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to occupational diseases diagnosed in first responders.
Introduction of bills, the senator from the 24th District. Please send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 11, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to background checks for the sale and transfer of firearms.
Senator from the 24th, would you care to explain this bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. Excuse me, just briefly. As people in my district have asked for and people throughout the state support, We need background checks when we sell or transfer guns in the state to make sure that firearms do not fall into the wrong hands. It's time we get this done.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 12, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to elementary and secondary school operations during a pandemic.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. I do. Mr. President, this bill is called the Smart and Safe Schools Act. With our schools getting ready to open in the next month or so, the people I've talked to in my district and throughout the state are very concerned about making sure that our schools opened so our kids can learn, so that they're back to a little bit more normalcy during this pandemic, but they want to make sure that our schools open only and if they can open safely. It is time we, as a legislative body, as the government, do something for the betterment of the people throughout this state, the families who want to know that their children get an education, and that both the children, their families back home, their extended families, including grandparents, our teachers, our bus drivers, our school personnel, are all working in a way that promotes safety, that doesn't spread this spreading disease. This bill provides the setting up of a task force with people like epidemiologists, superintendents, parents, school district personnel, pediatricians, architects who design schools, filtration system experts, to make sure that recommendations can be made to ensure that our schools are opening and operating safely. It also provides support for those people at the front lines, using the Federal CARE Act to make sure our schools have personal protective equipment, including masks for our school personnel. It uses the Federal CARES Act to provide testing and contact tracing for school personnel and students. It ensures that teachers who need to quarantine due to exposure or illness will not deplete their personal vacation time or paid sick time. It extends workers' compensation protection to teachers and school personnel in the same way that these protections were expanded to law enforcement and first responders. It continues to make sure that our kids are fed. Those children receiving free and reduced lunch during the school year who may be part of a district that doesn't open or opens part-time, we want to make sure those kids still get access to the meals that they would have during a more normal school year. It requires school districts to provide non-personally identifiable information about the infection rate so that we can stay on top of what's going on within our state. And it authorizes DESE to use Federal CARE Act to provide the same hazard pay rates to school personnel as it is offered to state employees and law enforcement. And the goal of this task force is to provide information, to be a resource for all of our schools on best practices and safest procedures. We would all like to see the schools open tomorrow if they could. Under Missouri state law, of course, they cannot. But when our schools open, let's make sure they're opened with information from the people who can provide informed resources and ways and protocol that allow our schools to open safely. This is what the people of my district and this state need. This is what they're asking for. Everyone has concerns, and everybody really would like to see the schools open, but they want them to open safely. This bill addresses that issue, and we need to get it done. Thank you, Mr. President.
The order of business is introduction of bills. The senator from the 2nd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills.
Please send your three bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 13, offered by Senator Onder, an act relating to public safety.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
Yes, Mr. President, thank you. Mr. President, the great Missourian Mark Twain once said, "No man's life, liberty, or property are safe while the legislature is in session." I love that quote. It's funny, but unfortunately, it's all too true. Government at all levels has a tendency over time to spend more, to tax more, to meddle in more and more areas of its citizens' lives. Look at what's going on in D.C. today. Already this year, Congress has run up $3.7 trillion in deficit just this year alone, with plans to spend at least a trillion more. That's a trillion with a T. And look at our debt, $26 trillion that our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren will have to spend. And there are those here in Missouri who would have us expand the most dysfunctional, most expensive welfare program in state government to the tune of $3.5 billion over the next 10 years. But this special session, Mr. President, I would submit to you is different. Why do I say that? Well, first of all, we have to ask, what is the purpose of government? Our Declaration of Independence, if in this woke age we can still cite the Declaration, says that for this purpose governments are instituted among men. But what is that purpose? The purpose of government is to ensure and protect individual rights. What rights? The rights to life and liberty and property. But in recent years, especially this year, the large political subdivisions of our state have done a woefully poor job of securing those rights of life and liberty and property. We have seen our lives and our property and those of our constituents threatened like never before by an out-of-control crime epidemic. Three of the 25 most dangerous cities in the country are found here in Missouri. St. Louis had 194 homicides in 2019, one of the highest murder rates in the country. Missouri has the third highest murder rate in the country. Fentanyl trafficking continues to claim more lives by opioid overdoses than any other drug put together. And in St. Louis City, there were more than 300 carjackings in 2019. And what is the response of St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner? She declared that the cases brought by dozens of police officers at great risk and great effort to themselves will not be prosecuted. She has declared that rioters and looters and arsonists won't be prosecuted. She has prosecuted and convicted fewer murderers than any time in St. Louis history. This represents ineptitude, or more likely dereliction of duty, of epic proportions. But don't take my word for it, Mr. President. Listen to those who know the St. Louis Circuit Attorney's office the best, those who worked there. Since Kim Gardner took office, she has lost more prosecutors, over 65, than the day she took over that office. As the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported, cumulatively, the St. Louis City Prosecutor's Office has lost 470 prosecutor years worth of experience. Quite simply, these talented and dedicated men and women do not want to work in an office that is not committed to what they were sworn to do, to uphold and enforce our law and to protect our citizens. So this incredibly and willfully inept prosecutor is not prosecuting violent crime. What is she spending her time doing? Well, she's engaging in a political stunt prosecuting the McCloskeys. This couple, who happen to be Democrats who contributed to Russ Carnahan and Steve Roberts, were getting ready for dinner one evening when an armed mob broke through their gate. And they threatened to kill them and their dog and to burn down their home. The McCloskeys called the police, but the police never showed up. So they went into their house, they got a rifle and a pistol out of their gun safe, and they let it be known to the mob that they would not be victims. So what did Mrs. Gardner do? Prosecute the ringleaders of the mob? No, she prosecuted the McCloskeys. the state of crime and violence and loss of respect for the rule of law are worse than any time I've seen in my lifetime. And therefore, I commend Governor Parson for calling this special session to fight back against the reign of terror that is paralyzing our state and terrorizing our citizens. So, in addition to the governor's call this special session, which includes a number of very important pieces of legislation, I'm filing three additional bills. First, a bill clarifying that Missouri's Castle Doctrine applies to the property immediately surrounding one's home. Now, I believe this is already the case under existing law, but it does appear that rogue prosecutors like Ms. Gardner don't understand that, so I want to make that abundantly clear. Second, my bill to allow lawful concealed carry permit holders the right to exercise their Second Amendment rights on public transit in our state, just like nearly everywhere else in our state. Metro trains and buses in St. Louis are some of the most dangerous places in our entire state. It is unconscionable with our present crime wave to not allow law-abiding citizens to protect themselves. And my third bill will allow the governor to remove a circuit attorney for grounds that apply to removal of other officials. Crimes, misconduct, willful neglect of duty, corruption in office, or incompetency in office. Mr. President, I've spoken this afternoon about crime statistics, murder rates. But let us not fall prey to that cynical attitude expressed by Joseph Stalin. One man's death is a tragedy. 1,000 deaths is a statistic. Here are some of the names of those victims behind those crime statistics. Eddie Hill, age 10. Mr. President.
Senator from the second.
Some order, please.
If we could take our conversations to the side galleries so that we can hear the senator explain his bill. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Here are the names of some of the children behind those crime statistics. Eddie Hill, age 10. Antoine Brown, 15. Clifford Swan, 13. Santonio Cox, 15. Jernee Thompson, 8. Xavier Osaga, 7. And Kennedy Powell, 3. Mr. President, do Black Lives Matter? You bet they do. What all these children have in common is that they are African Americans. Now let us get serious, as the governor is calling us to, about enforcing the law and protecting their lives so that Black Lives Matter is something we live by, that government lives by, and not just a neo-Marxist political slogan. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 14, offered by Senator Onder, an act relating to firearms.
Senator, any explanation on this bill?
No explanation necessary on this or the next bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 15, introduced by Senator Onder, an act relating to the removal of officers.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from the 14th.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
One second, Gil. I got to sign it real quick. Just...
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 16, introduced by Senator Williams, an act relating to law enforcement agency accountability.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, I do, Mr. President. I do.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could we get some order in the body?
If we could keep our conversations to a minimum or go to the side gallery so we can hear the senator explain his bill. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. So I am filing a bill, and I wanted to talk a little bit on it. But before I go into the details of this bill, I want to talk about why I think this bill is important and why I'm filing this bill and why I'm urging the body to ultimately at some point support this bill. When I think about what has happened throughout our country, when I think about the conversations that we have when it comes to not only policing, but the relationship between communities and police, in particular, black community. As someone that serves as the only black male in this body, I take a great pride in not only being a black man, but even greater pride in working hard to ensure that Missouri is a safe place for everyone, including people of color. What my bill would do is, one, I think address some of the concerns that we all have, which is ensuring that we have a safe community, which also ensures that we are enabling the community to feel comfortable coming forward, talking to law enforcement to address things like violent crime. I also believe what this will do is prevent Missouri from being in a situation similar to what happened in Minnesota. As we all know, what happened with George Floyd could have been avoided, and I believe that this bill that I have in legislation that I'm proposing will open up an opportunity for Missouri to avoid running into a situation similar to that. For those that are not familiar with that situation, this was the first time in my life that I saw someone lose their life on national television. There was a police officer who used, in my opinion, a certain level of force that could have been avoided, and it ended up resulting in the death of a man that they were detaining. This isn't an us versus them conversation. This isn't legislation that is anti-police. This isn't about defunding the police. This is about building the trust in the community of the police departments and the people that they serve. This is also working to ensure that our police departments have a uniform law that's going to ensure that there are accountability measures in place to eliminate that subculture that exists in every profession, to ensure that not only law enforcement is safe, but they're also calling out the bad actors, and they're not allowing the bad actors to portray or contaminate the image of good police officers that serve our community every single day. I'm also hoping to use this as an opportunity to address some of the things that we're focusing on during this special session, and that's violent crime. I can tell you right now, if the community doesn't come forward about crime that they see from their neighbors or crime that's happening within their community, law enforcement is going to have a very difficult time solving crimes. They're going to have a very difficult time enhancing a witness protection program when there's no witnesses that want to come forward. And then you also have circumstances where there are situations that justify why these things make sense, and we need to have common sense police reforms. For example, if you have someone in the community that has a bench warrant, they're not going to go to law enforcement and talk about a murder that they saw down the street. Do you know why? Because in the process of that, they're going to become the criminal. And nothing's worse than being afraid of getting arrested for a bench warrant for a traffic citation where you can help law enforcement solve a murder. Another situation is in St. Louis County, they had a woman whose dog was shot and killed due to a no-knock warrant. Her dog was shot and killed for this no-knock warrant. Guess what this no-knock warrant was about? An unpaid utility bill. Her dog was killed. Her life was in danger. We need to make sure that we tighten up our laws to ensure that not only do we protect the community that we serve, but we create an opportunity to build a relationship between police officers and a community. And once we do that, I think we prevent what happened in Minnesota. I think that we create an opportunity to build a police department that stands on what its reputation has always been to me, and that is noble people that want to serve and protect. My uncle retired from the City of St. Louis Police Department after serving 27 years. He wanted to go to 30 years, and the reason he did not go to 30 years of service is because my aunt was worried every single evening that he went to work that he would not make it home safe. So he retired 3 years earlier than he was expecting to. So I understand the urgency and how difficult it is to serve as a police officer, but I do not see that job getting any easier. I do not see that job becoming the noble job that I believe it is and should be if we don't build the trust of the people it serves, if we don't put in accountability measures to ensure that there are de-escalation tactics to prevent things from happening in a community like what happened in Minnesota, and if we don't hold police officers to the standard that good police officers have held themselves to the entire existence of our police department. So I'm urged the body to take a serious look at this legislation. Don't make it an us versus them conversation, but make it a conversation about making Missouri a safe place for everyone. And I appreciate the time to talk on my bill, and I yield for that to be taken up, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Franklin, when you're finished with the fish store, you're telling the senator from Cole County you're needed at your duty station. You read your bill, Senator. Thank you. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you please refer the appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments?
Those appointments shall be so referred. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I'd ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of the Senator from Butler County, your Committee on Transportation and Public Safety will meet tomorrow at 12:45 p.m. here in the Senate chamber.
Further announcements. Announcements? Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned under the rules.